Crew, Harry Hopkins. Admiral King beckoned to Pug. Take my barge over to the Prince of Wales and put yourself at Mr. Harry Hopkins' service. The President desires to talk with him before Churchill comes to call, so expedite. Aye, aye, sir. Passing from the Augusta to the Prince of Wales in King's barge over a few hundred yards of still water, Victor Henry went from America to England and from peace to war. It was a shocking jump. King's spick-and-span flagship belonged to a different world than the storm-whipped British vessel, where the accommodation ladder was salt-crusted, the camouflage paint was peeling, and even the main battery guns looked pitted and rusty. Pug was aghast to see cigarette butts and waste paper in the scuppers, though droves of blue jackets were doing an animated scrub-down. On the superstructure, raw steel patches were welded here and there, sticking plaster for wounds from the Bismarck salvos. "Ah, yes, Captain Henry," said the officer of the deck, smartly returning the salute in the different British palm-out style. "Mr. Hopkins has received the signal and is waiting for you in his cabin. The quartermaster will escort you." Victor Henry followed the quartermaster through passageways quite like those in American battleships, yet different in countless details. The signs, the fittings, the fire extinguishers, the shape of the watertight doors.